Welcome to Golden Tongue Podcast. This is your girl, The Oracle. Again, I wanted to say, if you are not 21 years of age or older, please exit left, right, I don't know, front, back. Just get off the podcast. You have to be 21 or older to listen, to tune in. This is an adult podcast for adults only, mature adults. So, this is my first episode. I'm excited because I've been meaning to record for a long time. And so many episodes I thought would be my first to come back. But it actually is this one, which took me by surprise. So, I've been on hiatus, as you guys know. My sex life has also been a little dull. I haven't had sex since January 2021. 7 long months. And there are some other reasons why I haven't had sex. I'm mom, I'm busy. A few factors play a role. And when I actually did have sex, I wasn't expecting to have sex. That's what really got me out of here. I mean, I talked a lot of shit to have sex, but I didn't plan on having sex with this person. I'm going to call him LMNOP. So, LMNOP. He's actually, I guess you could say Instagram famous or whatever. And I've done retweeted, I've done liked, I've done comment on things that he has posted. Now, he was, he had this thing where he's currently going city to city giving out erotic massages to plus size women. Now, I was like, what the heck? That may be my ticket in, right? So, I scheduled a massage, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to do some, this, that, and the third. I'm going to get some. Because not only is he highly attracted to a plus-size woman, which I'm a plus-size woman. So, a little too plus-size right now. But, anywho, he also has a big dick. So, I'm like, I just got to try it, right? Never in my life, and I just don't want anyone to judge this episode, that I think I would pay for sex. But technically, I paid for sex. I guess it's a first for everything, huh? But, so I booked a massage for LMNOP. Now, I talked shit prior to booking the massage, because I'm like, I ain't going to book this massage if I can't get none. Basically, is what I said to him. I'm like, I don't know if I'm able to, control myself. So he was like, you ain't got to. So I was like, oh, shit. Okay. Right? I ain't got to. Now, I talked a lot of shit prior to. So once I booked the massage and it got down closer to the time, I fell in this, like, mood that I just didn't want to have sex. I haven't been having sex for 7 months. And it hasn't been something that, like, I've been, like, desiring, because if I wanted it, I could have got it. I had moments, but I'll masturbate and move on. But during this time of the closer to the massage, I just took a step back and I was like, this is this man's business. Because I definitely asked, are you giving me, I need a real massage, like, are you licensed, like, I need to know, have you taken courses? And he said yes. So I'm like, this is this man's business. I'm not about to go in and try to mess up his business by and extra shit. So I'm like, I'm just going to get the massage. That's all. I pay for the massage. That's what I'm going to get. Also, a few other things played a factor. Like I said, I haven't had sex in 7 months. And I want to say, this massage was on a Friday. That Monday, I caught myself giving head to one of my friends. And that shit just went left. My neck was hurting the next day. Then the day after that, my lips were hurting. So I realized I'm highly out of shape, which, I mean, I should have known. It's been 7 months since I haven't had sex, and she gained some weight during this damn pandemic. When I say gained some weight, I'm not talking a little 10, 20 pounds. Bitch gained weight. I've gotten so big. This is the biggest I've ever been in my life, actually. And I'm in a whole new size bracket. I ain't never seen a day in my life. So, and I've always been a big girl my entire life, so I don't mind being a big girl, but this is just too damn big. Like, I don't know how to control this weight that I just got. This is new weight. I'm out of shape. It's not mixing well. And it's crazy because I'm not a sweater, which I'll get into a little bit later, because I was sweating during sex with him. I'm not a sweater. And I don't really sweat during sex. Only thing that sweat are my boobies, because they're the biggest thing on me. Well, next to my stomach, I guess. I don't know. They're huge, so they sweat. But now, I'll take a shower. As soon as I step in the shower, my coochie is sweating. Like, everything fucking sweats. I'm just too big, right? So I'm like, you know what? I'm gaining all this weight. I'm out of shape. Now, he loves big girls. So the weight gain, it's nothing for him. He don't know, like, that I was smaller than this. That's not a problem with him. He like girls bigger than me. Shit. So that's not a problem for him. But me personally, I just like, I'm not secure within myself right now to be having sex. I need to work out. I need to stretch. I just need to get in a better shape. So, here comes the day for me at LMNOP to have this massage. So, I get there a little late. Everybody that know me, I always arrive late to places. Get there a little late. So, he's like sitting there in his some shorts or whatever. And he's smoking, but he's saying he's waiting for some weed to come. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. You're already smoking, but okay. So, we may just, you know, talking. And we were talking for a good, I want to say, maybe like 30 minutes. It's like almost a half an hour I've been here. And he's like, you know what, I'm just gonna get your massage started. So I was like, okay. So I go into the bedroom. Now this is an Airbnb where he has his massages scheduled. I'm not the only person getting a massage. Well, right now I am. This is my time slot. So I go and I go in the bedroom. So I'm like, you don't mind if I get naked. Now any massage part I've been to, I'm nude anyway. Now, me personally, I don't ever wear underwear. Like, it's really rare I wear underwear. So, I already didn't have underwear on. So, I just took my bra off, laid down on the bed. Excuse me, naked. So, he gets on top of me. He starts massaging me. Now, he's definitely, you know, speaking to me as in a masseuse or a professional manner. He's like, you know, make sure you breathe. Which is a little hard. Never mind, because I got this weight on me. And, you know, when you get a massage, usually the table has that hole where your head rests. So, I could, like, just keep breathing from there. But I got to turn to the side, kind of just, I'm tall. Like, it's just a lot going on. So, I'm trying to get in the mind state to relax. So, he's talking me through it. And he's like, if you relax, you know, the blood will flow and yada, yada, yada. So, he goes to, he's massaging my feet. Like, he's talking to me as he massages me. And I'm just a goofball in general, so everything makes me laugh. So I think he might have been touching my feet. Before he touched them, he asked, was it okay? And I was like, yeah, I mean, if you know, I don't like them. And he's like, wow. I'm like, because they're rough. So he's still touching. He's like, they're not rough. And then he's like, he's talking about my little butt, because I do have a little butt, and little hips, right? So, I mean, we're laughing, and he's massaging me. Now, like, when he did get into my butt area, in general, outside of what's going on right now, my girl is pretty much moist. She stays moist. Like, it's just one of the positive qualities I guess I possess. So, and I know she's always moist. So, the fact that when he went to massage and kind of like my butt cheeks, I'm on my back, my butt cheeks kind of opened up. I heard her. Like, I can hear the wetness. Like, I mean, I feel it, yes, but I can hear it. So, I'm like, in my mind, I'm hoping, like, he don't take this any kind of way. But he said something. He was like, what did he say? He said, you know, my bad, I didn't mean to open up, like, your cooch hole or something like that, he said. I'm like, it's fine. It's okay. Like, it doesn't matter. So, he's constantly massaging me. Next thing I know, his chin is in that crease of where my ass and my coochie meet in the back. Like, the part he apologized about opening up, his head is there. Like, his face. As you know, he's eating my coochie, eating my ass. what? I look back like, whoa, I wasn't, and I said, I wasn't expecting this. Like, I really was expecting to behave. Even after all the shit I told, I was going to behave. So, I didn't expect that, but I ain't gonna stop him either. So, I let him do his thing. Which made me, like, start to scoot up or whatever. So, he's eating my ass and my cooch from the back. And, you know, I'm owning, and that's just the start of it. So, next you know, LMNOP, we're having, like, sex, full-blown sex. Next you know, he's sticking his dick in me, and we're fucking doggy style. And I think we're a fucking missionary. And this is where the sweat part came in. He was just like, we in here sweating. Now, I couldn't understand why he was sweating, because he did a lot of work. He's still the majority of the work, so it made nothing but sense for him to sweat. But my fat ass, I haven't done shit. Embarrassed. To say the least. It fucking embarrassed. I'm like, I can't believe it. I'm the fuck sweating. You ain't do shit, bitch. It is kind of hot in here, but still. So, I started giving him head. And what else, you know? We're fucking... He's giving me a lot of positive affirmations about how wet I am and some good pussy. It tastes good. I appreciate all of that, you know. I'm not a talker. I am a moaner, so I am extremely loud. Thank God we're, like, in this place alone, because I'm loud as hell. Moaning and just loud, right? So, in the midst of us having sex, this first round, he's like going to check his phone constantly, which he had recently lost his page on Instagram. I think he had like 39,000 followers or something like that. And so he's constantly, you know, re-uploading content, trying to get his followers back. And on top of that, he's scheduling massages for my city right now, and I guess a couple other cities. So he mentioned, you know, I just lost my page, so that's why I keep checking my phone and stuff. It's like, no problem to me. That doesn't bother me. That's cool. So, also, the girl who's supposed to be bringing the weed. This is the part that got a little confusing. The girl who's supposed to bring the weed, he's checking to see if she's hitting them up. So, eventually, she's here. I'm still confused as to this day. Was she the weed girl, or was she the massage girl, or she's the massage girl that was also getting him a weed connect? I don't effing know. But she comes, basically she's here. So he was like, she's here. So stay right here. That's what he told me, to stay right there. I'm like, okay. And then told me to stay right here. I stayed there naked. Like, I just laid across the bed naked. So he leaves out, comes back in. Now, the way the Airbnb is set up, the bedroom has two entrances. You could, like, when you first come in, there's a bathroom and you can see the room, but you can walk into the bedroom. And then from on the other side, where the living room is, you can walk in that way. So I guess sits in the living room, and he comes in through the opposite side. He was like, you still don't have any clothes on. I'm like, you told me to stay right here. Okay, let me get dressed. All right. So I start putting my clothes on, getting dressed. So when I put on my clothes, he comes up, grabs me from behind and squeezes on my fupa and hugs my fupa, which is freaking hilarious, because it's kind of like he has this picture that he posts on hoodies and onesies, which I have one actually, of him doing that to a female. He did that to me, right? I'm crying in my head. So he's hugging my fupa, and I don't know what he's saying. I can't remember. But next thing I know, I'm like, okay, I'm pulling up my shorts. So I go to pull up my shorts, and then he just starts eating my ass again. And I'm like, okay, let me get dressed. Do you want me to get dressed? Or are you going to try to freak me? Like, then he asked me to bend over, and then I don't think he actually inserted his penis. But yeah, I think he got himself together, and he's like, you know what, I got to get to this girl, whatever. So I guess she's getting a massage. I don't effing know. So I was like, okay, put my clothes on. I go in the bathroom. So my bag was like in the, I don't know what this area, dining room slash a kitchen area. I don't hell know. But she didn't see me, so I just grabbed my bag and I went in the bathroom. I go in the bathroom, so I'm wiping off. He comes in the bathroom. He starts kissing me and feeling on me. And then he pushes my head down to give him head. So I start sucking his dick again in the bathroom. I don't know where the girl is. She's either in the living room or she's in the bedroom. I don't know. Nor do I care. But so I'm giving him head. So then I get up and I'm like, man, you're ready to go. What a give your massage, right? So he asked me, I don't know, was it in the bedroom or in the bathroom? Could I stay? He asked me, could I stay? And I was, could I come back tomorrow, actually? I was like, no, I can't come back tomorrow. I'm going out of town. So he's like, okay. Can you come back tonight? Once I leave here, sir, that I'm not coming back. So then he was like, you know what? Can you just stay? I'm like, okay, I'll stay. I'll do that. Now, it must have been in the bathroom when he asked me, because as I wiped myself off in the bathroom, I was a little still confused because I didn't know what's going on. So now they're in the bathroom, the two of them. So I'm like, he asked me to stay, but you know, it could have been just in the midst of things, you know, when you're having good sex, it gets like that sometimes. So I leave. So I walks outside. Now I'm on like 12th and Walnut. So I am in the neighborhood and all you see all these gay men walking around happy. Hey girl, I'm like, hey, I got this. I just got some dick glow. Like, hey y'all, like feeling good though. Night air is hitting me. I just feel amazing, right? So I'm like, maybe I should walk to the train station. Okay. Or I could just call an Uber. What I'm gonna do? I don't know. I just start walking, right? Then a part of me is like, He asked me to stay. Did he really mean it? Like, could this be like a segue to a threesome? Or I don't know. But I want to find out. So I think I have wrote him on Instagram. But again, he's in the middle of something. So who knows? I don't know. Maybe he didn't see it. So I called him on Instagram. He answers. And I'm like, you wanted me to stay? And he was like, yeah, I asked you to stay. I was like, I wasn't sure. Well, can you come open the door? Because I stepped out for a minute. Mind you, I know a bitch was about to leave. So he comes and open the door, and then I go sit in the living room and I'm watching TV. Now I'm sitting here watching TV, and I guess she's getting a massage. I don't know, in the next room. Like, it's kind of quiet, and I'm like trying to put my ear to, literally, I did actually put my ear to the door quite a few times. And it's quiet in the beginning. He comes out a few times, you know, talking to me. Something along the lines where he didn't get any weed or the weed person is, you know, not showing up. So I'm like, well, maybe I could see. I don't have my car because I got dropped off. But I'll see if, you know, one of my friends or somebody can bring weed. So I call my one friend, ask him to bring weed. He's like, don't seem like he going to, but that's the only person right now that I'm like I would trust to come down here where I'm at doing what I'm doing to even know he's up being my business a little bit. So that I don't know, that didn't happen. But he goes back in the room and so he comes out a few times. Now this one time he comes out and he's soft. Now he has been hard this whole time. Hard fucking me, hard in here fucking her, right? So he saw, so I'm like, is that because you don't have any weed? So he's like, I don't need weed to be hard. I'm not saying that. I know weed smokers, like, that shit, avid weed smokers, if they're not smoking, they're sad. It really affects their mood. And the fact that you're sad and your mood's sad, then that's not going to be at attention because of how you feel. So he was like, oh, okay. So I sucked his dick again. To get it hard. My girl, sister's in there waiting. I don't know. I mean, I will say he took breaks when I was, when me and him earlier were freaking too. He would stop and take breaks. So this is kind of like the same thing he's doing. He's stopping and taking breaks. However, I'm here. So I such a stick. He gets hard. He was back in there. Now I do start to hear some noise, her moaning and stuff. So I'm just listening, you know, turn my the TV down. I'm listening. Like, a few times I got a little too close to the door. Like, it moved the door. I was like, oh, shit, out there. Walk out in the midst of me trying to listen and shit, right? Something's wrong with me. And eventually I'm like, yeah, this is not going to be a threesome. It tried to seem like he wanted to keep her separate because I had never seen her. Like, I seen her when he opened the door once. She was, like, Hispanic or something. But that was really it. Now, I am sitting directly where her shoes are. So, I'm like, I'm going to have to see it when she leaves. At least that's what I'm thinking. However, he comes and gets her shoes. I'm like, oh, this nigga ain't shit, right? He comes and gets her shoes. And she leaves. So they finish what they're doing. Homeboy is still hard as a rock. So he comes in. And I don't know, we're talking. I'm trying to see if I can get him some weed. So I'm like, it doesn't really look like my friend is going to get the weed. So I was like, let me call my dad. Whatever. So I call my dad. My dad's going to bring it. And he's going to come get me at the same time. I was like, that's perfect. He could just pick me up and you know, you get your weed. So that's what we're waiting on my dad or whatever. So we're talking a little bit. And I see, you know, we're fucking on the couch. He starts eating my ass again. Now, when he eats my ass, it's crazy because he kept blowing like bubbles in him. And I'm like, man, I just want spit bubbles on my ass. Like, or in my ass. That shit is crazy. But it was fun. I will say, he is nasty. He is very nasty. And the thing about whenever I have sex with someone who's nasty, it turns up my nasty. So it's like we're in like some kind of competition now. It's like, I want to be nastier than you are. Like, you're not all that. Let me stop. But no, it's just like trigger something in me. It's like, you're being nasty, I'm going to be nasty just as much. So hopefully it's just flat out nasty. So we're having sex. And he done everything. He done put my feet in his mouth, sucking on my toes, licking my toes. At one point, I asked him to bite my toes. He was biting my toes. Took me to, I love being bit. I just, it does something to me outside of the competition thing. Like, you bite me, you done took me a whole nother level. And he took me to a whole nother level. I will say I was proud of myself because I did ride him on a couch. Not long. Maybe good 5 minutes. I'm out of shape, y'all. So, but the fact that I even rode him at all, that was just, I don't know what it is, but when I'm riding, it's easier for me to choke the person. Choke them while I'm riding them. I don't know. It's just easier. Like, it's something to hold on to. I don't know. And I don't know if he liked it, because that's one thing I did appreciate. Like, when he didn't like something, he was very vocal. So, but he won't necessarily say no, but he'll move my arm or whatever is happening at the time. He'll move it as in to say, I don't like this. But for the, like, riding thing, I didn't really listen. I just kept going. I loosened up my grip a little bit. I'm like, fuck it, whatever. So, we're having sex on the couch, full blown. And child, I even get into this one. I don't even know if I want to get into this one. So this is the first for me, I'm going to say right now. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to share something. I did something that I've never done before with him. Don't ask me why. I guess it's because he triggered my nasty. So it's like, you're being nasty, so why not be nasty with you? I eat his ass. Now, I have came very close to eating ass. A man's ass. Like, I've done sucked, licked on the perineum, a.k.a. the gooch. I've done took my thumb, wet the real, and, like, rubbed it across the ass entrance. I've never stuck my tongue in a man's ass. I did that thing. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I was sucking his dick at one point, and I said the two things I did before. So I was sucking his dick, and he put his damn feet on my shoulders. I'm like, okay. But not only because it was feeling good, but I guess indication for me to move. Like I said, even though he was vocal, he did a lot of things with his body to let you know what he liked. So I figured that he liked his ass ate from there. And shit, you just fall out being nasty with me. Let me not fall out being nasty with you. So I never sucked dick from the back either. I've heard about it, you know what I mean? It's been some shit talked about, but I have never sucked my dick from the back. First off, yeah, I have enough dick to do it. That's where it started, me sucking his dick from the back and licking his balls. And then, you know, I'm pulling out eating his ass. And at first, it was like, but I'm like, all right, he's clean, he smells good. His ass doesn't smell like anything. I stuck my tongue in there a little bit, and I'm like, it don't taste like anything. So, and it has this funny feeling, and that's what made me just keep going. Like, I was more intrigued than anything. Like, sticking my tongue in it, it felt like, I don't know. I can actually visualize what it felt like, but I can't really describe what it felt like. It's just like, I don't know. I guess if you would stick your finger in the ass, it kind of feels like that. But it's your tongue. I don't know. It just felt fun to me. So I just kept going, like, fuck it. This is kind of interesting. I never ate anybody's ass full out, like, sucked my tongue in it. I never sucked my dick from the bag. So, child, he was calling me nasty and shit. I'm like, clearly I am kind of nature ass. But you're nasty too, so you know it's matching. It's not a problem. And I went a step further because I just want to see how far he was gonna let me go. Because I'm like, shit. Like I said, I'm intrigued at this point. So let's just see. You know, let me see. Is he questionable? So I took a finger. I ain't wet enough, but it's already wet back from back there from me eating his ass. So I went and stuck my finger in there. He took my finger and he removed it. I was like, okay. So he likes his ass ate, but he ain't no fingers. Okay, cool. All right. I was like, damn, I was about to do the little curve finger, like, come to me, Joe, and see what's it going like. Is it really a thing? But he was like, yeah, no. Yeah, so that pretty much was it. We wound up moving into the bedroom again, and that's when he was sucking on my toes, licking my toes, biting my toes. Yes, yes. And we finished in a missionary position. So he kept saying he's about to come and how wet I am and stuff. And I'm a big girl. So I'm doing a lot of running, screaming. I am moaning, but a bitch is screaming. And she's fucking running because his dick is big, like I said. So he's a skinny nigga, but he got a big dick. And child, I'm already coming off a 7-month hiatus or break from sex. So for me to start with something like this, like, I'm not built like this on a regular. So I'm really one of those big girls who can't take dick. Like, it may be a myth for those other big girls, but this one right here, she can't take no dick. I was trying. I think I did pretty well, actually. I didn't run as much as I thought I would. But, oh, those times when he was trying to go deep, I'm like, come on, why you just keep the slow, passionate, and fucking don't be trying to fuck me. Like, I can't take this shit. But it was missionary, and he just, like, went real deep, and I'm like, fuck it, I just gotta let him, because he's about to bust. So, a couple of more strokes and deep strokes. Oh, Jesus. My gut's still hurting from thinking about it. But, and then he came. And this was the first too. I don't know, I was just in some kind of mood. So he pulls out and he nuts on, like, my stomach. But my stomach and my pussy. So it got on my stomach and pussy. And I just take his nut and just start rubbing it in on and start playing with my pussy. I don't know. Kind of could have went another round at that point, because I started turning myself on again. But I'm like, no, fuck that shit. We've been fucking from, I want to say, we had to start around like 9. I left there about like 2 in the morning or something. He not only fucked me, he fucked somebody in between fucking me, then he fucked me again. And when we were finished or whatever, we sat on the couch talking, and I just had to ask. I'm like, how many times did you bust tonight? He was like, just once. Which would be that one time he just nutted on my stomach and shit. I'm like, just once? And his shit was hard again. I'm like, yeah, I can't even start anything with him. Unless I was staying, like, it would be no point, because we really will be fucking all night. And one thing I do want to say, and I was telling my sister about this, I hate when I fuck a nigga and they do drugs and they don't share their fucking drugs. Like, one of the reasons why you're going all night is because you took something. I don't know what it was, but my nosy ass, like, I sent my location to my sister. I'm taking pictures. It was like an Asian pill. Like, it was written in all Asian. It was one of them fucking pills that basically help you stay up all night or whatever, and which is understandable. He had multiple massages. He fucking multiple bitches that day. It makes sense. So I'm like, that's all fine and dandy, but now you're up all fucking day, all these hours, and then you, I don't know, at least this big bitch is out of shape. So you out here fucking this out of shape big girl, and come on, where is the lead where you have to share? I want to pop that pill, but I don't know, something, I don't know. But I'm like, I want a nigga does drugs and don't offer you none. Now, I've had situations where I have been forced to take drugs, so let me not. But I'm like, yeah, this nigga up all night, and I'm looking like a lazy fat bitch. Because I felt like I did good. We cut off the bitch for 7 months. I felt like I did good. But it is what it is. I mean, it was a good time. I really didn't expect that. I just didn't expect that. But it was fun. Like, I wouldn't mind fucking him again. Not like, he's not like somebody I'm going to go seek out or be in his DMs and bother him, because I haven't since. I mean, you know, I told him to have a safe travel home and things like that. But and if he took any videos, because, I mean, you was on that phone a lot. But at points, it seemed like his ass was recording me, especially when he was asking me to look at him and shit like that. So just make sure a bitch don't add up. Don't end up on your damn OnlyFans or one of your close friend nights when you sharing and shit, because we gonna fight. At least without my permission, because that would have been a recording without my permission. When I'm in the moment, I don't, like, I go with the flow, but still. Yeah, but that was my night with LMNOP. And the first time I ever ate a man's ass, first time I ever sucked a nigga dick from the back, that shit was fun. I'm not gonna hold you. The sucking the dick from the back was fun. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm in my head, like, I'm sucking this nigga dick from the back. Balls and all, like, that shit was fun. And even eating ass was intriguing. Like, it's something that I would do again. I won't do it for every man, because niggas are nasty, okay? But it's something I would do again. Like, I see that it brings men pleasures. Like, even when I'm, like, looking at second or perineum or looking past the ass, like, never went inside, but look with my tongue, but, like, going past, I see that men do get pleasure from it, even though they try to act like, don't touch my ass, bye boy. But, like, the fact that I actually stuck my tongue in this man's ass, like, wow. That was deep. And I was like, out of all my fucking niggas, like, it would be a nigga I don't even fucking know like that. All right. It would be a nigga I don't know like that, but I'm not, I don't know how to explain it. Listen, I had a good time. We were having a good time, so it's the in a moment kind of thing, you know. You gotta evaluate your situation. Like I said, I won't be sticking my tongue in any nigga ass. Mm-mm. I would do it again, though. Like I said, the second dick from the back, I need to try that again. Like, that shit was fun. Like, I was enjoying the fuck. Like, I laid my head back at one point, so kind of, I wasn't getting teabagged, but it's kind of like the teabag situation, but I used my head to go up and down. And then I'm like, hold on the dick, so it was fun. I want to do that again for sure. But yeah, so that's the first time I ate a nigga ass. I sucked a nigga dick from the back, and I paid for sex. But I did all that. and I paid for sex, basically. Because that was one of the things I did say to him. I'm like, that massage was, like, really half-assed. And we had, he wanted to give me a massage again when we were in the bedroom. But still, basically, the erotic massage that he's giving out, it's fucking sex. It's like a nigga say, you want a massage? One of them joints, and you know he just trying to fuck you. That's basically what I piece together for LMNOP's, you know, situation or profession he got going on. But that's none of my business. I don't know if he fucking everybody that he gives a massage to, but I would not put it the fuck past. He's very nasty, and it is a good time, child. It is a good time. Would I pay for sex ever again? Hell the fuck no. I would never pay for sex again. That's a one-time experience. But it was a good experience. And thank you guys for tuning in to this episode. I'll see you on the next. Again, this is your girl, the Oracle. Thank you for listening to Golden Tongue Podcast. See you next time.